Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, I'll give you my detailed analysis of the Barack Obama bombshell. Then John Rappaport's joining us via video Skype. Finishing up, you know, we tend to focus on the CPS abusing our Fourth Amendment, our Tenth Amendment, now on the highways, destroying our liberty as the shock potbelly force of the New World Order, along with their CPS auxiliary potbelly demon force. But who gives them the orders? Who set up this global standardized system? Who sets up the CPS? Who does this worldwide? That's the real enemies. That's the hardcore globalists that did this to break up society, to break down families, to bring in this tyranny. They know what they're doing. They're fully conscious of it. So nobody's going to warn you that if you go in to get your appendix taken out or get a hernia fixed, and there's been confirmed cases where the people weren't even pot smokers and it was a false positive, which happens, they say, about 20% of the time, there's no discussion. The family court orders your children taken. And almost all of them, over two-thirds, are put on deadly, hardcore antipsychotics, not just psychotropics, that actually attack the liver, the brain, everything. And a lot of times it's going to be bye-bye, Bluebird. And when your kid gets put in a box, it's a victory for them. And they feel good about it because they take absolute brain-damaged scum, in most of the cases, who just want big, fat bonuses because they're big, fat demons, and they just could care less. It's victory after victory after victory after victory after victory against humanity. And you just need to be aware of it. And all of you that claim you're fighting for the children and, you know, you jog in the breast cancer jogging thing for the cure. How about jog for the cause? How about you realize it's all by design? How about you stand up for the children themselves? How about all of you start doing something, not just say, oh, Alex Jones talks about it. How about you understand our whole society is going to collapse if we don't stand up together against this? Let's go to the conclusion of the Fox newscast out of Houston. Here it is.
In one hearing, the judge said, quote, there's no evidence the child had any behavioral issues before CPS came into her life.
Again, you cry in any way, they drug you. So I guess it only is about that less than one-third of really abused kids that don't care to be gone in some dungeon because it's better than where they were. But with the others, they don't want mommy that night. And potbelly pedophile wants to shut you up so they can have their way with you? You're going to go on an antipsychotic with your tongue hanging out. Oh, but he's the good judge. He says, well, she was good before. That's pure evil. These drugs shouldn't be given to children or anybody. Go back to it.
When the CPS takes her, now she needs help. In the hearings we attended, CPS suddenly changed caseworkers.
So no caseworker knows what the other caseworker's doing.
Whenever the judge would ask caseworkers...
And pause. You see the caseworkers? They always got that look on their face. I've been in these family court things covering it. That's why I can't go back. The judge gets off on the crying. It's like when Darth Vader finds out Padme's been killed, super cheesy. He goes, ah, and gets sad. You see the Emperor smiling behind him. They've done their research. That's what's going on with Judge Jean Mirren, Austin. That's what goes on with the CPS workers. And, man, when you see their eyes light up like demons and they get this little smile with their teeth showing, I mean, it's just like I go out and cry. I mean, it is like hardcore. I mean, it's like Emperor Palpatine up there behind the judge's deal here in Austin. And they love it. I mean, they love the crying, all, and they're just like feeding. I played judges before. You've seen the clips we played where they actually put family court on there. I'm going to take the child. Yes, that's what I'm going to do since you guys are arguing about this divorce. Just arguing. And everybody starts crying. You see the judge go, that's what I'm going to do. And then you see the bailiff smiling. They're all, we're powerful. We're powerful. I'm sorry. Let's go out to break with the rest of the demons. Here it is.
So no caseworker knows what the other caseworker's doing.
Whenever the judge would ask caseworkers specific questions, he would get the same response, such as, I'm new to the case, or I don't have access to the file.
That's enough. Yeah, they play dumb. It's not even a real judge. It's a family court, eugenics court. It's all lies. It's lies stacked on top of lies. Okay? Unbelievable.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Facebook's a big pump and dump. And the media is saying, oh, can the little CIA agent, they're admittedly CIA, movie star presidents and people at Facebook, can they save the markets? And there was trading problems and it plunged and then it shot back up. And oh, it's so great that they're there and they're going to make $100 billion. It's all just total theater to make you think the stock market's real. It's a giant Ponzi scheme scam as well. The stock market's actually way down. It's really at about 6,000, 2,000 levels. But you see, it says it's way up where it's at because it's devalued dollars. It's inflation. Ford F-150 cost $10,000, I don't know, 20 years ago. What's a plain Jane one today? $25,000? Some of them are $60,000, $65,000. Fully loaded was $30,000 10, 15 years ago. It's inflation. This is the type of garbage we see out there. All the feds first announced your toilets, your light bulbs, your house, your smart meter. Now a fat tax. It's all happening. And, hey, if they say you hadn't paid your taxes, you're not leaving the country. Your taxes are the Federal Reserve. Congress was moving in the House to block the unlimited spy drones of the Pentagon, but that got struck down, that amendment. Now, I spent some time at the start of the broadcast on this, but I'll do some more now. And most shows are only talking about this today. But I wanted to focus on something just because it hit me again, like being punched in the breadbasket. Just to know that they take foster children and put them on an average of 7 psychotropic drugs, 2/3 of them. And they kill a lot of them, and they test pesticides on them, and they give them shots of HIV to see what it'll do to them. I mean, I told the guys, put a report together for the nightly news tonight. And I said, look, dude, we got to focus on some of the other stuff, too. I don't want to be behind tonight. I want to get the show on time. Because the guys are great, but they always want to do too much for our small crew. We're trying to get more people in here. And he said, oh, I got like 40 articles. It's worse than you said. And I go, well, of course it's worse than I said on air. There's no way to say how bad this is. He's in there for like an hour and a half just going, my gosh, they're testing radiologicals on little kids. Yes, they murder them. I'm going to say it again. They take people's children and they murder them. They take people's children and they murder them. Murder, murder, like kill. Little children cry for mommy. They begin drugging him. Little children cry for mommy. They tie him down and pour pesticides down their throat. I mean, go read. Go look. This is your government, because it's not a government. It's a bunch of unaccountable psycho crooks with eugenicists running it and teaching them to hate humanity. And Bill Gates has teachers laughing and giggling and clapping when he says, we're not going to give grandma end-of-life treatment in the last year, and you're going to get 10 jobs. And they started clapping. They're like, ooh, it's the power of being let in on the killing. And it's an army of wimps. But we sit there and they go, we're the authorities, so we bow to them. We go, okay, kill our kids. Kill our troops. Let them breathe through you. Do testing on them. This is the essence of the New World Order. And the CPS kids they don't fully destroy, who turn into, quote, mental patients from all the drugs they give them, they become the bureaucrats. Most of the CPS workers are people raped in CPS care, and that they want to go back to what they grew up in. Or they grew up in the inner cities on welfare, and they recruit poor women, predominantly black women. I mean, that's statistically, I think something like half the CPS workers are black women. And that's their army, their force legion. They feed on blacks, they feed on whites, they feed on all indiscriminately with pleasure. And usually they can't even walk through your door, but they got cops behind them. And if those cops won't do it, they call in a special brigade of police every major city has, because this is big money. So I've now done probably 2 hours on this. I'm going to stop. But we are going to have a very special nightly news tonight. Very special. We're trying to compress the video of something really special. I hope it makes it on the show tonight. We had too many cooks spoil the broth, but it's some of the best video we've ever put together. It's something that's going to be pretty amazing. So that's 7 o'clock tonight, Central, prisonplanet.tv. There's a 15-day free trial, and your membership's from what we do here. So, and make us strong so we can defend ourselves against these slings and arrows of the enemy. All right. Let me just read to you from Paul Watson's article on this. Evidence, Obama born in Kenya, goes beyond 1991 brochure. Establishment media pulls stunt in effort to defuse birther controversy. Yeah, they're trying to say this was just 91. It was 91 to 2007 in literally hundreds of publications, we've now learned, from the PR firm he still uses today. And we have his wife saying he was born in Kenya as well on video. But that was just a mistake, too. And the records cut out in Kenya on record. That's confirmed. We have links to that. That was an accident, too. And the AP saying he was born in Kenya years ago. That's a mistake, too. And the fact that, you know, his dad was supposedly from there, that's a mistake, too. Or that he had all these fake names they now admit, like Barry Sotero. That's true, too. But, or he was never a Muslim at a mosque, but that's been confirmed. But just, you know what? Don't ask questions from known liars. You know, he was going to veto the NDAA, but turns out he demanded it and signed it. Everything's fine. He wasn't going to hire lobbyists, hire more than anybody. He wasn't going to have signing statements broken Bush's record. He was going to have the most transparent. He's the most untransparent. He was going to protect whistleblowers. Totally blew that away. He wasn't going to take money from the bankers. He's broken all the records. He was going to stop guns being shipped into Mexico. He was the one doing it. On and on and on. Lies, 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 lies. Lies, 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 lies. Now, can we come back in the next break with ministry lies? We're on a mission. And we'll go out with it then. So, see, I see something like this, and I went and checked it. And I went to archive.org myself, sort of finding other ones. It's like all his PR firm, his spokesman, publicists, literary agents, all books about he's in with it. I mean, he's born in Kenya. Born in Kenya. And what's the issue? He's blackmailed. He's compromised. That was the whole point of it. Because a lie that big now, all the laws he signed are illegitimate. So the whole system's going to defend that lie. And then another president said, it's all about dragging us through the mud, breaking our will, letting the TSA grope our families. Don't you see what's happening? Obama marching into Congress and saying, I don't need you for wars. I got the UN. Treason. Oh, man, it's incredible. It's all up at Infowars.com. The establishment media hastily seized on yesterday's explosive story about literary publication listing Barack Obama's birthplace as Kenya in an effort to claim the 91 brochure was an origin of the entire birther issue. In reality, evidence that Obama was born in Africa country is abundant. Yeah, his wife kept saying in speeches till she knew he was going to run for president that he was born in Kenya. I don't think they ever really believed it. A literary agent's promotional text from 91 brochure released yesterday by Breitbart.com states Obama was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. Yahoo News, along with the deluge of mainstream media outlets, that's enemy collaborators, propaganda, Tokyo Rose enemies, responded by reporting that the document was potentially the source of the birther controversy and had merely been a mistake. Literary agent who wrote, it was the source but never been discovered. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The literary agent who wrote the description now works for Dristol and Goodrich, that's Miriam Goodrich, agency, which lists Obama as one of their clients. Unsurprising, therefore, is that Goodrich hastily claimed within hours listing Obama's birthplace as Kenya was nothing more than a fact-checking error. Is that why the records were cut out? That's confirmed by the State Department, cut out in Kenya? Folks, that means he was born there. You don't cut out records that weren't there. However, evidence to indicate that Obama was born in Kenya is plentiful, and it goes significantly beyond the 91 version of the brochure. Despite claiming that the passage about Obama's birthplace being Kenya was a mistake, the listing still maintained that Obama's birthplace was Kenya until Obama became a U.S. senator. Goodrich's statement fails to explain why the fact-checking error presented for 16 years through at least 13 different versions of the website and publications and literary promotions sent out by them. That'd be like if my bio on Infowars.com for 16 years said I was born in Russia. I was born in Dallas. Let me continue here. Despite claiming the passages about his birthplace being Kenya was a mistake, the listing still maintained that Obama's birthplace was Kenya until after Obama became a U.S. senator. Goodrich's statement fails to explain why the fact-checking error persisted in big publications, by the way. I mean, we're talking about Harvard, you know, publications and things. Persisted for 16 years through at least three different versions of Jane Dristol's website and through at least four versions of Obama's biography, reports Breitbart.com. Literary agency also updated the text of the 98, but the part about Obama being born in Kenya was retained. You hear that? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, and it just goes on for page after page with video clips of her saying he was born in Kenya. We went back to his homeland of Kenya. When we go to his homeland where he's from, Kenya, his grandma's like, yeah, he comes from there. He was born in the village right there. By the way, I don't think it's that guy they say looks nothing like him. Somebody else. And of course, the State Department, it turned out, said he was using... His dad was probably not his dad and kicked him out of the country. And then, of course, he has a dead woman's Social Security number from Connecticut. Can we keep going here? You know, the problem is, did I tell you about the birth certificate where it was fake typewriter, computer font? We even know the name of the font because each typewriter splats like a snowflake or a raindrop on a ridge, how hard you hit the key, how the ribbon is set, how it hits. Everyone's a different, like a fingerprint. And it was the A's, the C's, the I's, all of them are identical. It's fake. It's fake, okay? We're not in Kansas anymore. And only admitting that is going to turn things around. Do you understand that? We're in a lot of trouble here. The government's been compromised not by the Ruskies or the Chi-Coms, but by the bankers. They took over.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Obama was born in Hawaii. Really, he was.
I'm on a mission to never forget. We are the people that I've never met. We want the masses and all that we can get. So fight. We'll be right back.
bunch of lying murderers.
New World Order.
Sick of you trash and filthy New World Order criminals. We're coming for you. We want prosperity and truth and honor. And we're stronger than you are. And good's gonna stop laying down. Coming for you, son. Coming for you. Coming for you. Yeah! Excuse me, I'm just sick of them. All right, I apologize to John Rappaport. Getting him on a little bit late today. I told him to get him on 30 minutes. We got so much going on. They told him an hour, but he was still able to come on. Investigative journalist. I'm a little bit angry right now at the New World Order. John Rappaport's a graduate of Amherst College with a BA in philosophy. He's worked at LA Weekly, national TV. I'm going to go over his bio. We'll never get it done here. His news site is nomorefakenews.com. And again, he's been a recommended for the Pulitzer Prize, stuff like that. And he joins us right now where I'm having a meltdown over all the lies. It's really starting to get to me. He's got some big announcements. You've seen private groups estimate hundreds of thousands are killed a year in hospitals and by drugs. And it's one of the most dangerous places to be. We all know that. But he's gone and actually found that they've now admitted on government websites. And he is here to break down this big breaking news with us today. Of course, you also go to the hospital. They spy on you, and if they say you have marijuana in your blood, they'll take your children from you. So be aware of that. These are actual brainwashing prisons. John Rappaport, good to have you on with us.
Hey, great to be here, Alex. Yeah, big breaking story. This is 10 years in the making. 100,000 people killed every year by FDA-approved medical drugs. That's a million people a decade. That's called murder, in case anybody has any doubt about it. 2 million severe adverse drug reactions every year in the United States. That's 20 million over every decade. We're talking about stroke, heart attack, neurological damage. The studies are there. I've been writing about this, talking about it for 10 years. I said there was a smoking gun. I knew there was. And 2 days ago, I got the tip. I went to the page on the FDA website. You guys have the page now in a screenshot. The FDA cites those figures on their own website. 100,000 deaths every year caused by medical drugs. 2 million severe adverse reactions. Fourth leading cause of death in the United States. Actually, it's the third behind cancer and heart attacks. And there it is on their own website. In stark terms, they probably don't even know the page is still there, but it's there. It's captured for all to see. And yet, at the same time, at the same moment, they assume no responsibility or accountability for it. It's like they're talking about something that's happening on the moon. Because they're the agency, the only agency in America that can certify a drug as safe and effective, and thereby it gets into the marketplace. Without them saying it's safe, it never would be there. And yet here they are on their own website admitting that the drugs that they call safe are killing genocidally 100,000 people a year.
That's, and by the way, that's a conservative number that they're using. I've seen numbers from different think tanks where it's something like 250,000+ from just bad procedures and infections. And then the number I've seen is over 150,000 just from prescription drugs.
Yeah, there are higher figures, no question about it. Conservative estimate is 225,000 people killed by the medical system every year. The other 120,000 would be from what happens in hospitals.
Hey, I had surgery on my leg to get to put a pin in it when I was 16. And right as the anesthesiologist comes over and starts doing it, the guy was bombed out of his mind, obviously taking his own sauce. They say about half of them do. I woke up a bunch on the table. I mean, they had, like, doctors come by and say, well, we tested your blood. You're not on any drugs. You've got an incredible liver. It took 9 times the amount to keep me under. I was, like, attacking people. This is a true story. Like, they had to strap me down. Every time they started sawing into my bone, I woke up. And then at night, my IV fell out. Blood was everywhere. I mean, I've been in the hospital one time. I was in there a couple other times, I guess, with concussions. And barely made it out. That was in Rowlett. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Show description in promotion of Dreams of My Father book right up into the election. Man, you talk about arrogant. Unbelievable. We're going to try to get Dr. Corsi on this Sunday. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. John Rappaport, who's done a great job sitting in as a co-host or fill-in host, has done a wonderful job. Look forward to having him back soon to do that. And I enjoyed hearing him a few months ago when Mike Adams sat in on the Sunday show. Really powerful radio. Now, going back to John Rappaport, if you go to his website, nomorefakenews.com, right at the top, it says, Hiding in Plain View, FDA Murder. And we're going to post it at InfoWars.com right now as well to mirror it because it's so important. I'm going to add the flourish if it's all right with him. Or Google gets us with link farm stuff, so I always change the headline a little bit, a little inside baseball there. Hidden in Plain View, FDA murder of 100,000 a year. That's going to be the InfoWars headline. If I can do that, I'll just ask permission here on air. How's that sound, John?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, buddy. You've got the floor. Break down the fact of how they've tried to suppress this. Why do you think suddenly they're having to admit it as the fourth cause of death, as you said, really the third cause of death in the U.S. This is just, and of course, they say that what, 1 out of 10 adverse reactions gets reported. That's conservative. Some say it's more like 1 out of 100. So it must be even much worse than that, because hospitals are predisposed to cover up what they're doing.
You're absolutely right. The real figure is more like 22 million severe adverse reactions to drugs every year in the United States. So take, 22 million over a 10-year period, that's 220 million. That means the whole country is under the gun of these people. And they've been hiding these facts for at least 10 years or more. They're not readily admitting to them now, except they've blown the whistle on themselves because we found the web page where they state the facts, the FDA. It's right there, so they can't deny it anymore. And it's even got medical study citations there to back it up. So they're going to be very embarrassed by this. I mean, if you were killing 100,000 people a year by something that you manufactured and you knew about it for at least 10 years, you can't call that anything first-degree murder.
Oh, like Bayer knowingly in over 100 companies for 11 years shipping out Factor VIII they knew had HIV and hepatitis in it and killing tens of thousands and their own execs laughing about it like that?
Exactly. Exactly. You see, this isn't accident. It isn't incompetence. It isn't even negligent homicide. It's first-degree murder. That's what it is. Now, there's the Justice Department sitting right down the street from the FDA, okay? 100,000 people dying of medical drugs every year. That's 33 plane crashes into the world towers every year like clockwork, every single year. Now, from one of those crashes, we spent hundreds of billions into the trillions going to war, doing everything that Alex has been documenting all these years. All the Department of Justice has to do is get in a few cars, drive down the street to the FDA building, and say, you're all under arrest for first-degree murder.
Well, they admit almost everybody there is a Monsanto or Big Pharma or a big banker exec. It's a revolving door. It's a total joke.
Exactly. It's a total joke. The amount of collusion involved here is just, you know, staggering, because they know about it. They know what's happening. They absolutely know that the drugs are killing people. In fact, now you want to look at the implications, and this is in my article. Marcia Angel, or Angle, who was for many years the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine and finally quit. I've got her quote there. She basically says, I can no longer trust any published studies in medical journals, period. Period. Because, look, in order for these drugs to be approved for public use, the pharmaceutical companies that are making them are lying through their teeth over and over again in their clinical trials of the drugs that claim the drugs are safe. And in the published studies that are printed in the medical journals, they're all fraudulent. They're completely lying.
This is huge.
All the time.
And Monsanto, back in the 70s, as you know, was Searle then, and they bought Searle three times, tried to get aspartame approved, and they couldn't. So they had Rumsfeld take over as the CEO, change the document, and say that because 20% of the monkeys lived eating aspartame, the babies having it put in their milk, it was okay. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they feed us a chemical weapon that is causing much of the neurological disorders on record, and now it's in all the sugar gums and most of the candies. They're attacking us, and it's in the Associated Press and other publications. When I heard this months ago, I didn't believe it. Turns out for 12 years it's been in a bunch of news that the Monsanto engineers, genetic engineers, will demanded that no GMO be in their cafeterias at their facilities. I mean, folks, this is off the charts, the level of assault. And now break down why you think they're now admitting this and hiding it in plain view. I guess it's like the, you know, the devil's got to tell you in the fine print what he's doing. Why do you think they're doing this? You have to make a guesstimation, I know. And then B, let's, because I know you're an expert on this, John, over, you know, everything you do. Going back, you know, working for national TV, was it ABC, you name it. All the investigative journalism you've done, tell us why they're doing this. I know it's about eugenics, but now they're saying, hey, radiation's fine from DU. Hey, Radiation from Fukushima, hundreds of times safe levels hitting the West Coast. It's safe. People's hair falling out in Alaska where the waters are hitting. The marine life dying, the seals dying, the air traffic controllers, hair falling out, stewardesses' hair falling out. I mean, now we're at a breakdown point is what I'm saying, where it's just like radiation's good, death's good, toxin's good, but pay Al Gore money for carbon dioxide, plants breathe. I mean, it just seems like the elite themselves have gone completely nuts.
Completely nuts. Absolutely. You know, I think what happened is that some FDA employee who felt conscience-stricken about this whole thing decided that he was going to use the FDA website to show the truth. And he did. And it escaped their attention. And who knows how long this page has actually been hanging there. I mean, it's hanging by a thread as we speak because of the coverage that you've got, Alex. They could be taking this page down right away.
And you have links in your article that are at nomorefakenews.com and now at infowars.com. Let's put that back on screen, the actual document from the FDA website, guys. Please continue, John. I'm ranting.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so somebody there decided they were going to blow the whistle and escaped everybody's attention. But now what's happening is, I mean, this is chemical warfare against the people. This is, you know, just like you've got canisters of stuff that you're spraying in the street, except that doctors are prescribing it, and people consider doctors to be the high priests of the new religion, you know. And so they take the prescription pad, and they take the drugs, and they die. And then everybody says, what happened? And the doctor says, had nothing to do with me. It's a disease they had. That's why, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They lie. All right, now it's all coming out in the open. For example, take one illustration, Vioxx, which we all know about. Vioxx was supposedly killing, let's say, 50,000 people in the United States because of heart attacks and strokes. The FDA said it was safe. That's why it got on the market. However, between 1999 and 2004, when the drug was on the market, we saw the biggest spike in the death rate in the United States seen in years. And when it was withdrawn in 2004, no longer on the market, that spike was gone. And if you make up the difference there and look at what the numbers are of this drug, the effects of Vioxx, manufactured by Merck, we could very well be looking at 500,000 deaths in America from that one drug over a five-year period. The Merck people knew all about it. They knew about it up front. They had a list of doctors they said needed to be, quote, neutralized because the doctors wanted to speak out about it. There was an internal email from a Merck employee that said, quote, we may need to seek them out, meaning these doctors or their enemies, and destroy them where they live so they could get this drug on the market and keep it there. One drug, 500,000 people dead in 5 years. The media sit there on their hands and they say and they do nothing.
And by the way, the head of the Vioxx, the guy that was the head of the time, he's just been promoted to a super powerful position and they put all these guys in the government.
That's right. That's where they all end up. And then they stay there for a while and they get sanitized. Their cover stories get sanitized. They go back through the revolving door, back into the pharmaceutical industry where they rake in millions of more dollars, and nobody ever does anything to them. I mean, this is murder. The heads of these drug companies, the employees of the FDA that are responsible for this, no one in the last 10 years have I ever encountered that has ever been censured, fired, or prosecuted for mass murder.
No, if you pull a tooth wrong, if you pull a tooth wrong, they can, you know, take you to court civilly or maybe even criminally. But if you kill somebody with drugs or vaccines, the whole system comes in and defends you, and they even use taxpayer money to quietly pay out the lawsuits. Now, let me raise this. Nationally, 69%, you can look at this number from the FDA, 69% of foster children are on an average of 7 psychotropics, including antipsychotics. And I played clips earlier how they grab a 3-year-old from her parents for no reason, and then the judge even saw, a rare judge, that she'd lost a lot of weight and was about to die, and they put her on a bunch of drugs, antipsychotics, because she was crying for mommy. That's mentally ill. They're now putting 2-year-olds on these when they cry. That's right. They take your two-year-old folks, they drug them. They just drug them and warehouse them if they don't feel like raping them, which a lot of them do. There's a bunch of pedophiles, and who do you think wants that job? And they openly are there drugging them. I mean, these drugs have horrible effects on children. They've now got
Brain damage, Alex. That's what it is. It's motor brain damage. The antipsychotics, like Risperdal, Clonidine, these are the two drugs that they put that little girl on. This is brain damage drug. That's what they do. This has all been documented by Dr. Peter Bragan.
You must have seen the report, because that's exactly the drug, two of the ones. They put her on more, too. And then when you get sick from it, they put you on more until they kill you. I learned they kill over 2,000 a year, they admit, in foster care with the drugs. I mean, they're actually killing them.
That's right. This is murder out in the open. Murder out in the open. And now we have the numbers, conservative estimate of the numbers, but nevertheless, 100,000 deaths a year in the United States as a direct result of medical drugs. It's on the FDA's website. It's there. They can't worm around it. They'll try. They'll give you all kinds of excuses and reasons and tap dances. But right now, if Eric Holder had any guts, he would be driving a car down the street, and he would be arresting the commissioner of the FDA on a charge of murder. And then you would see the entire medical establishment from one end of the planet to the other shaking in their boots.
But let's look at what he really did. But let's look at what he really did. He drove the guns down to Mexico and the hand grenades, and he also dropped by Oklahoma City once upon a time. So he likes what's happening. This is a very dangerous, wicked person. And again, that goes to Big Pharma is big eugenics. I know you've researched that. Tell people why they're doing this, because it's not just about profit. This is a loving religion of hurting people.
Absolutely. I mean, they want to decimate, the majority of the population of the planet, either by, you know, outright killing them, making them infertile, or consigning them to some sort of horrendous existence at an extremely low level, as portrayed, for example, in Hunger Games. And then the elites would be genetically enhanced by the, quote, latest technology, so that they would be supposedly, in heavy quotes, superior to everybody else. I mean, these academics, we talked this before, like Lee Silver at Princeton and so forth, remaking Eden, they're just coming right out and saying it. You know, the people that have enough money will buy the designer genes, G-E-N-E-S, and they will have their kids modified, made more intelligent.
But it's better. They also say start killing babies up to three and kill anybody if they become old. And Bill Gates says kill grandma.
Exactly. Yep, that's right. Babies, you know, we talked about that article as well. Oh, sure, you got a kid who's, a year old, 2 years old, and somebody decides the kid should be killed. That's called afterbirth abortion. Suddenly, a new term comes in. The elderly are too much trouble, kill them. Very easy to do in nursing homes, bang. In fact, I knew a manufacturer of hyperbaric oxygen tanks. You can read all about that if you Google it, who was on the verge of signing a contract with a string of nursing homes because they found that when patients received this oxygen, they became more agile, more alert. They came back into their minds again. They were no longer senile and so forth. And then at the last minute, the contract was canceled. And this guy I knew who manufactured the hyperbaric oxygen said to the owner of the nursing homes, "What's going on, man? Why did you cancel the contract?" And the guy said, "Well, I talked to my people and they said they don't want these old people alert. They don't want them alive. They want to warehouse them. They want to drug them. They want to keep them unconscious."
And now yuppies think it's cute to go, yeah, kill babies, kill old people. Don't these fools get it's going to happen to them, and it's going to be like 5 minutes from now they're going to be old? But plus, even if you don't care about old folks, a society that does this is going to go after everybody. These fools that think as long as it's somebody else, they're getting ahead by someone else being hurt. They're such idiots.
People like this always think that they're the elite. You know, I've got a connection to the big top. I've got a connection to important people. This is the way people like this, you know, the yuppified class behaves and acts. And they're going to be in for a serious shock when they, when they are suddenly on the death assembly line because nobody cares about them who has any actual, clout in this country.
But who wants to live in a world where it's a bunch of trendies prancing around that love death, and then there's no one real around you, and these people are so empty? I just can't believe that they've done this. It's been scientific with the media. They've really turned America and the rest of the world, large sections, into just vapid, empty husk. But it doesn't matter. I don't want to die, and I don't want other innocents to die.
Neither do I. And this is why, you know, if you can look at this information head on, and you can see that the government is admitting this, it's a wake-up of a different order of magnitude, because now it's like somebody coming into your house and saying, "Hi, I'm the killer. I've got chemical warfare. I do this to people every day, and I'm in power, and this is my name, and this is my face. You see me now." And now when you see it up close and personal, it's not the same anymore. Well, the FDA is getting as close and personal as they can by admitting this on their website, that they're the killers. It's like an ad. We're the killers. We're killing you. What are you going to do?
And we're going to use drones on you, and the streetlights are watching you. Ha, ha, ha. And we're going to grab your genitals and abuse your children at the airports and highways next. And we're going to force inoculations on you. Mercury's good for you. Ha, ha, ha.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My friends, pray. Spend time thinking about, however you get focused on things, the plight of this world. We have eugenicists that in thousands of publications, Rockefeller documents we post all the time, admit they jacked the vaccines, the food, the GMO, with Trojan horses. All over the West, they're killing us, and they're bragging about it. Then they study us. They built the internet to track everybody. Now it's backfiring on them because we don't care. You know, track us, crooks. It doesn't scare us. And when the minions, because I think John hit the key here, as I started the show with today, yuppies, you could be white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Russian, Chinese, from South America, from wherever. There's always people who are minions of the system. I mean, even a McDonald's manager who thinks because they're the manager that they're talking to the CEO of the company or something. Folks, I am a powerful person, okay? I don't really get up here and talk about that, but we do reach 15 million people a week conservatively one way or another. That's big, okay? And with our message, it's even bigger. Instead of me being on a power trip, it is an incredible weight of responsibility and frustration. But I look at these nobodies, just because they're wearing the right watch and the outfit, you know, like getting off of being rude to people and into their ego, and I don't care what's happening, oh, that's made up, as if those of us that care are bad. Or that we're weak because we care. No, I'm not weak because I care. I'm strong. Okay? And I know you've got a philosophy degree. You're also a journalist, John. But, I mean, can you quantify in closing what we're facing? I mean, that is the problem we face, is that all these minions of the system, whether it's cops or bureaucrats or corporate people, they think because they've bought into the system, they're getting power from it. And it's a lie. It's laughing at you. I mean, you think because you're assessing somebody as a cop, you're not being assessed? Go ahead.
You got it, Alex. That's the picture. Everybody sits there who thinks that they have a connection. Oh, well, I know so-and-so. Yeah, I'm a friend of the mayor. Hey, I once met so-and-so, you know, at a party. I mean, people will delude themselves beyond belief to think that they're somehow connected on the inside because they've got a certain kind of a car or a house or whatever it is. It's insanity. And therefore, whatever bad is going to come down the pipeline, it's not going to affect them because they're special. And my friends are special. And we're okay. It's just all these other idiots that are going to take the brunt of the action. And, of course, that is the height of complete delusion and stupidity, because they don't care about you at all. They do not care about you at all. So why not stand up and speak the truth? Since they don't care, stand up and speak the truth. It's a lot better, believe me. I can tell you from experience, than just lying there and looking up at the ceiling. Find out the truth and speak it and see what happens. You'll live a much more adventurous life, believe me, and we'll all be a lot better off.
That's right. When everybody goes along to get along, things stagnate and implode. There is such a danger in going along with this. And people can see now it's getting crazier and crazier by the minute. Civilizations go crazy. The elite have gone crazy. They're just like the yuppies that think they're in control. I had Dr. Roberts on a few days ago, and he agreed. The elite are digging their own grave. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, absolutely. It's suicidal. You know, you're watching people who think that they're putting something powerful into effect. They're actually killing themselves in the process. That's what's going on, because they reached the end of what they can think about and do. They didn't get what they wanted. They never knew what they really wanted. I mean, they say they wanted power, but the more power they got, it was never ending. It didn't make any difference. And so they check out eventually. I mean, they just think to themselves on some level, I got to kill myself, because everything I thought and planned for that I thought was going to bring me everything I wanted is absolute nothing.
Only being good and deciding that you stand for good and really learning what good is, because good is secret. It's hard to find. Will fulfill you. John Rappaport, thank you so much for the great report. It's at your website.
Alex.
Thank you so much. Powerful information. Big Show tonight, 7.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.